Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. On November 2nd, the Beatles released their so-called last new song. It's titled Now and Then.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
The song involves all four members of the Beatles, thanks to the help of artificial intelligence. For a quick breakdown of the song and how it happened, KEXP's Roddy Nickpour spoke with KEXP's music director, Chris Sainley, and our associate director of editorial, Dusty Henry.
Dusty, I want to start with you because it seems strange to have a new Beatles song in 2023 because only two of the original members are still alive, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And I watched the music video. It's painfully apparent because it features an older Paul and Ringo recording alongside old footage of a much younger George Harrison and John Lennon. I think most listeners know it's been about 50 years since their last official release, which was Let It Be. So, Dusty, can you just lay of the land here? Where does this new song fit into the Beatles canon? And why couldn't they just let it be in 1970?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like, I definitely see that, like, where there could be perception of this being like a cash grab, like with ways we've seen artists who've passed, their work continuing to be put out. But I think there's a really cool story here, which kind of goes back to 1994 when John Lennon was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yoko Ono, who was John's wife and a landmark musician in her own right, approached Paul McCartney with these two cassettes that John had recorded piano demos, literally from a tape recorder around 1977, I think, is when those recordings were made. And she gave them to Paul, and Paul got together with George and Ringo. George was still with us at the time, and they decided, hey, let's try to finish these songs. And notably, George Martin, who was our longtime producer, did not want to participate. But we've heard some of these demos before. In the 90s, when they were doing the anthology compilations, there was the song Real Love. And also Free as a Bird, which came from these sessions where they were finishing John's demos. And these demos are really lo-fi, and they needed a lot of production work. They used the best technology they had at the time in the 90s, and I think they did a pretty serviceable job. But there was a third song called Now and Then, which proved to be kind of harder to work with and harder to clean up, and particularly trying to strip away John's vocals from the piano was a challenge. And the Beatles tried to make it work, but they were really just unhappy with it. And I think George called it rubbish when they were trying to finish it. So it kind of just like sat there for a long time. And, you know, George obviously passed away in 2001. And, you know, reportedly Paul kept trying to work on it in the next couple decades, but it just, the technology limitations were still there until like last year with the advent of AI, where they're finally able to pull out John's vocals in a way that didn't totally damage the audio quality.
That's a good segue into AI as it plays a role in this song. Earlier this year on Sound and Vision, we talked about the use of AI in music production, and we referenced that this new Beatles song would be coming out. And so in terms of the ethics of AI, immediately both Paul and John's son, Sean Lennon, insisted that John would have actually really loved them to finish this song. So, you know, as close as you can get to permission from the band himself, I guess there you go. In terms of what they did with AI, it's not that they... Paul and Ringo asked ChatGPT to write Beatles lyrics or copy John Lennon's voice. Like you said, Dusty, they had this cassette demo where they had the piano and the vocals.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
And the purpose of the AI was to extract the vocals on their own track. The Beatles released a 12-minute documentary on YouTube explaining their excitement about this demo tape.
And there it was, John's voice, crystal clear.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
I guess, relatively speaking, the use of AI was fairly light on this song compared to some other examples we've seen, like a whole new song from Grimes written from AI or Drake. The producers on this Beatles song used an AI technology called machine audio learning, also called MAL, to extract those vocals from the demo. And I will say, like, you can kind of tell. Like, there's a few audio artifacts or a few blips at certain parts of the song. But maybe that should be forgiven. Like, Chris, let's go start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I, of course, have very conflicting ideas about AI, mostly in which I do not like it. I think it can really be damaging to art and artists in general. However, this feels like a very ethical application of AI. To have the sign-off from Yoko and Sean about them thinking that John would be okay with them finishing this song, and then this truly does feel like a proper collaborative Beatles song with the way it all came to shape. So I think that it was a really exciting thing that they were able to do. If you would have told me, you know, 5 years ago that we'd have like a new Beatles song, I would have shut the door in your face, you know? So it's just, it's such a cool way to utilize this technology to have this one final song to bring to fans.
Yeah. And Dusty, real quick on the AI, see what you have any thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I think that was the same way. I came in like very skeptical when you see the headline, like new Beatles song with AI, like, so it gives you a little heebie-jeebies. Like, I heard Homer Simpson doing Puddle of Mud on TikTok the other day, and your mind just goes to the worst possible place. But I don't know. It's hard to believe anything, but like, there just seems a lot of genuine like sweetness and care put into this. And even like the song itself, it's like, now and then I miss you, now and then I love you. It's such a really beautiful way to like end this landmark career.
Yeah, it's like this lovelorn ballad with these solo guitars and strings and harmonies, all right, Beatles, you know, signature. But I want to have Chris have the last word here about the song itself, because according to Billboard, Now and Then peaked at number one in digital song sales this week. And as of this recording, it's reached 6.5 million listens on YouTube. So Chris, you've put it in KXP's heavy rotation. As a song unto itself, like, what are your thoughts musically and lyrically? And is it a worthy part of that Beatles canon?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, I'm listening to a song as a song in and of itself. It doesn't necessarily matter who it's coming from. The fact that this was coming from the Beatles, of course, just like piqued my interest quite high. But it's a great song. You know, it tugs at those heartstrings. You're talking right there about like that lyric with "Now and Then I Miss You." And that's something that just I think lyrically is going to resonate universally. I think it's got a great hook. It's really memorable. I love that they incorporated like the strings like they have in a lot of Beatles songs. And I just think overall, it's a really, really fantastic track. And the Beatles are such a special band to so many people. And I think for so many folks, like that's kind of their jumping off point for like big music fandom. You know, like this is a band that almost everybody can connect with. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what I'm disagreeing with my family about, like, we're going to agree about the Beatles. So if we can have this, like, this new song as a means to bring new, younger listeners to the Beatles, heck yeah. And it's something that they're hopefully going to be able to connect with their family members, their friends about, and then take a deeper dive into that bigger Beatles catalog. And I do think, you know, sonically as well, like, it feels like a very natural progression from their last album, Let It Be. Like you play this song next to Across the Universe and it just like, it fits, it works. Like this feels like, you know, the next step that John maybe would have wanted to take for the Beatles. So it felt really good. It sounded really great. And once, you know, you got the full backstory of how it came to be, Now and Then, let's go. I'm here for it.
Yeah, intergenerational tune from the Beatles. Let's get it.
Exactly.
Thanks again to both of you, Dusty and Chris, for talking about this new song.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Of course. Thanks for including me. This is great.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.